Good morning, and welcome to this meditation for Maundy Thursday. The title for today is The Final Meal. A meal known to us as the Last Supper. But in actual fact, if you think about it, the Last Supper was the First Supper. Let me explain. First, a reading from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 22. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfilment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed. But woe to that man who betrays him." They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. We thank God for this, his word. Amen. The final meal. Just before Jesus was betrayed, tried by a kangaroo court and put to death, he shared a final meal with his disciples. This wasn't a farewell dinner. Jesus chose to eat this meal on the day of the Jewish Passover. But why was this so significant? The Passover meal was something that the Jewish people had been commanded to eat every year in celebration of the day when they were rescued from slavery in Egypt. You can read the account of that event in Exodus chapter 12. However, they didn't just eat it, they took part in it. As they killed the lamb and ate the bitter herbs and the unleavened bread, they identified with the suffering and sudden liberation of the Exodus people. What's more, although they probably didn't realise it at the time, successive generations participating in the Passover were also proclaiming the coming of the Messiah, the one who Isaiah prophesied would be the ultimate Passover lamb for the people. That passage is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 53. Let me read it to you. "He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied by his knowledge. My righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion amongst the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. It was all coming to pass. Jesus, the Son of God, the suffering servant, on his way to death on the cross. And now, here, we have the disciples sharing a Passover meal with Jesus at this Last Supper. But this is not just any Passover meal. This is the ultimate Passover meal with the ultimate Lamb of God. And it's in this context that Jesus gives his followers a new symbolic meal. It's a new Passover for the new covenant of his blood, which remembers, participates with, and proclaims him as Messiah and Lord and Saviour. But what does that mean for us today? I offer you three things. The first, remembering. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." As we eat the bread, we remember the brutal reality of what Jesus did on the cross. The loaf is torn, just as his body was broken for us. Then as we drink the wine or juice, we remember Jesus on his knees in the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the spiritual horror of humanity's sin and begging his heavenly Father for help as he says, "Take this cup from me." But the thing I want us to remember is Jesus didn't tell the disciples to remember what I did. He said, "Remember me." And so that's what we do. We remember why he died. Because he is rich in love and mercy and overwhelmingly gracious and compassionate. Secondly, participating. The Last Supper is more than just a ritual. Communion is a dynamically spiritual experience where we encounter Jesus as we honour and worship him with our actions. When we take communion together, whether it be in church or at home, we are physically declaring Christ's victory over sin and death, and therefore his lordship over creation. That's why when Paul is challenging the Corinthians about their attitude to communion, he tells them to flee from idolatry. How can they participate in the body of Christ whilst also giving themselves to other gods? If we belong to Christ's body, then we must flee from anything that would compete for our worship. And lastly, proclaiming. Jesus said that he wouldn't eat the Passover again until it finds fulfilment in the kingdom of God. Maybe the disciples would have remembered God's promise in Isaiah 25 that he would destroy death and throw a banquet for all people. Later in Revelation 19, John describes this feast as the promised wedding supper of the Lamb, the great victory celebration of the kingdom's fulfilment, when all wrongs are righted, all sickness is totally healed, and every tear is wiped away. In the meantime, as we take the bread and wine, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And we expect to see the kingdom break out as we do. As we take time out to focus on the momentous events of Jesus' death and resurrection this Easter, it's a great opportunity to share communion, which hopefully we'll do this evening, but also to remember, to participate with, and to proclaim Christ together, as we look forward to the ultimate fulfilment of the Passover at the heavenly wedding feast still to come. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. When the time was right, Father, you sent Jesus to be amongst us. Born into this life, seeing your grace revealed in all things, He laughed with those who laughed and mourned with those who mourned. Through your love, he healed the sick. He welcomed the outcast. He challenged those in power and the structures that kept them there. And he called us back to your love. In the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus the Christ laughs and cries, heals and welcomes, challenges and loves again and again and again. We've been told that on the night before he was taken to be tortured to death on a cross, Jesus sat with his disciples and ate with them. A meal. It was a meal of remembrance. Jesus took a loaf of bread, asked your blessing upon it, broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, given for you. Each time you eat it, remember me." Close to the meal's end, he took a cup filled with wine, asked your blessing upon it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is me. This is my promise in my life's blood, poured out for you and for the world. Each time you drink it, remember me." So we, his disciples today, will eat bread and we will drink wine and we will remember. Thanks be to God. Amen.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Son of God, Messiah, Lamb for slain, a slain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
And now may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us for ever. Amen.